My name's Christina Crouch, and I'm the principal of the online school at the Cook Islands, based at the Ministry of Education. But I'm originally from New Zealand, but have lived in the Cook Islands for almost 2.5 years. Te Kura Oira, kura means school, so it literally means the internet school or the digital or energy school. That's how it literally translates, Te Kura Oira.
And how comes that you got this job and to be principal of this special school?
Mm-hmm. I'm currently studying towards my master's in education, having recently finished my postgrad in digital technologies and e-learning. And before this position, I was the deputy principal of a primary school. So with management experience and a passion for using e-learning, it was a natural position or progression into the Ministry of Education to pilot or manage this new project.
And I think you're also a little bit proud of it because it's a new project, it's a pilot.
It's been run since 2010 as a part-time project in which we were delivering English. But now as it's a full-time program, yeah, we're proud, and it's certainly unique across the Pacific for this age bracket of children, and certainly the remoteness of the children that we're servicing is really new and yeah.
You just started this with several classes on several islands. How does it feel being a teacher so far away?
At our school, we have a philosophy that we have to build an online community, and it's certainly becoming a trend in different schools around the globe to create an online learning environment so that we all do feel connected, even though we are far away. We use a variety of technologies to ensure that we're accessible to students at all times, and as a teacher, it's fast paced. It's busy, just like classroom teaching. It's just a different mode, and it's exciting, and it allows teachers to exercise creativity and innovation, and that's what I love about this profession.
But you don't have the class around you. You can't have a talk after school with them, mm-hmm. like they don't come to you and things like that?
Mm-hmm. I don't physically have them in the room, no. I can't see them or smile at them all the time. But I certainly have, like I said, other means where they can send me emails, or we have Skype messages. Some of the children will send me a text message if they have a problem. So in that essence, I'm still connected. And also through our facilitator who is physically there, she definitely keeps me in the loop as to what's going on with individual children or groups academically.
So in the classroom itself, there are facilitators. How do you work with them, and who has the right to say what the class is doing, or how do you work together?
When we designed Te Kura Oira, we wanted it to be a real student-centred learning environment. But the facilitator's role became very, very important because there's a lot of precursor skills that children need when using e-learning, such as self-motivation, time management. Those are the two key ones. And, sorry, technology use is the third one. So having a facilitator in the room that can be an expert in those three key areas was going to greatly help the children to access their learning. And they are, the students themselves are being trained or encouraged to make decisions about their own learning and what they would like to work on and the pace at which they would like to do that outside of their live lessons that they receive from tutors here on Rarotonga. But the facilitator, she acts as a guide, stating what goals the students might have to achieve in a day, and then setting a time frame for them to achieve those goals.
But I think it must be very important that you work very well together with the facilitator, because you and her or him, they're just like one person for the kids.
Yes. So prior to Te Kura Oira beginning, I think it's important to note that facilitators aren't teachers. They are just local people who were had an interest in helping and supporting the children on their islands. So we trained them in the areas of facilitation. So we used a massive open online course called a MOOC, and it's a huge global trend at the moment. We use that as a guide to train them on things like planning for student management, for a positive learning environment, and all of those skills. So they completed a 6-week course. we also stay regularly in contact, and it works well, yeah.
But if something happened in the class, who actually has the saying then? If they say don't behave, or they don't want to listen, or they do not attend to the classes, mm-hmm. who is the boss?
The boss, right. So it's not like a traditional classroom in the sense where we look at the teacher as being the boss person who disciplines. This is a collaborative team effort to educate a child. So first and foremost, a facilitator would provide warnings to correct behaviour if it was things like not listening or making poor decisions. But we are backed up by all physical school principals as well, so we can tap into that resource if necessary, if there was some serious behavioural issues that we needed to address.
When the kids were learning before, mm-hmm. they came to the main island, they came to Rarotonga in the school here, mm-hmm. and they're from different island and different culture. Mm-hmm. What do you think? When they have to work with other islands together in this online class, are there big difference?
Culturally, I wouldn't say that I can have experienced a great difference between the students. From the different islands, I can say maybe some of the differences are their academic level and some interests. Some islands play different sports and things like that. Their languages are slightly different. But currently it's not posing any problem, and on the contrary, it's actually engaging the students more to want to talk to each other and to share and to provide a wider social network for these small, tiny islands. So it's always positive.
Is it planned at the end of a course, at the end of school, that they come together really in personality?
That would be absolutely fantastic. For us to do, to achieve some sort of camp or get together to celebrate the achievements of all the students, that is something that we would need to have sponsorship for or funding for, because it would be outside of our budget at the moment. Yeah, we just wouldn't be able to afford that, which is a shame, because that would be outstanding. Mm.
Speaking of money or your budget, who is paying all that? Because costs quite a lot, all this internet connection over satellite and all these things.
Great. So a big focus, it's a New Zealand Aid funded project, and there's a big push in the Cook Islands and indeed in across the Pacific to integrate ICT into different government agencies. And so this project of Te Kura Uira fit nicely within that niche, and so we are funding it with New Zealand Aid money.
For the future, do you think this kind of teaching, especially if there are remote islands and the South Pacific like it is now, will be the future of teaching, even in lower classes?
I do think that there's this huge potential to grow. It's happening everywhere. It's not just in the Pacific. It's everywhere, and it's a must. In order for some children who do not have the opportunity to come to Rarotonga because of finances or family support, or the list goes on, we need to use technology to provide equality in the access to education, because globally there's a movement for education for all, no matter where you are located. And with technology, we don't have to geographically limit people to their access to education.
So do you think through this internet teaching, through this online teaching, you can provide better quality?
I think Te Kura Uira has the potential to provide a far better quality education than a traditional bricks and mortar classroom, because I can connect my children with a range of experts for different curriculum areas. So the person in front of you may not be in a bricks and mortar school, may not be the best teacher that you could possibly have for science or for learning algebra and mathematics. But the power of technology means that I can connect and tap into a person who can be the best teacher for them. So it broadens our ability to provide specialist teachers to them for a much lower cost.
And a personal question, don't you feel sometimes like lonely just being the teacher in Rarotonga and don't have all your colleagues or your other teachers around you like in a normal school?
No, I don't feel lonely at all being an online teacher. It's, like I said, I come back to this, the importance of creating an online environment. Online is real life. I mean, we can akin it to students who are constantly on social networking sites or having friends on things like Xbox Live or PlayStation Connect. That is the way we socialise, and I still socialise outside of school, so I'm not a lonely person. It's locked in a little room with a computer all the time. It is an online positive learning environment is crucial to establish, so we all feel in touch with one another.